Amen. I was just deeply blessed by the worship this morning.
Blev djupt välsignad av lovsången den här morgonen.
And it was just good to sing.
Det var bara härligt att få sjunga.
About the goodness of God.
Om Guds godhet.
Amen.
Amen.
You picked a good day to be in church.
Du har valt en bra dag att komma till kyrkan.
I think God wants to show off how good He is.
Jag tror att Gud kommer vilja visa upp hur god han är idag.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a message prepared for last night.
Jag hade ett budskap förberett för igår kväll.
And I decided I was going to put that message this morning.
Så bestämde jag att jag skulle ta det budskapet idag på morgonen.
And I wasn't sure why God was doing it, but I felt like needed to change.
Men jag vet inte varför Gud ville ha det så, men jag bara upplevde att jag behövde ändra det.
And my message today
is
all about
handlar bara om
the goodness of God.
Guds godhet.
And then all we sing about
och sen är allt som vi sjunger om
is the goodness of God.
Guds godhet.
And so today God is up to something.
Så jag tror att Gud har något på gång här idag.
Goodness will be on display.
Han kommer visa upp sin godhet.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you like the person you are sitting next to?
Tycker du om personen som sitter bredvid dig?
I love that in Sweden.
Jag skulle tycka det var väldigt gött om i Sverige faktiskt.
You will sit in the whole room.
Att ni
there'll be people in that corner.
Att det skulle finnas människor borta i varje hörn.
You like your space in Sweden.
Ja just det. Ja, jag ser att ni sprider ut er här i Sverige.
Vi tar
ha
really
lite
trygghetsavstånd
runt omkring er.
Do you like the person you're sitting next to?
Tycker du om personen som sitter bredvid dig?
Have you told them?
Har du berättat det för dem?
That you are grateful for them.
Att du är tacksam för den personen som sitter.
If you're not sitting next to anybody,
om du inte
you gotta go and move.
Bredvid någon så behöver du flytta på dig nu så du kan sitta bredvid någon.
Bless somebody, tell them how grateful you are for.
Vi kan bara ta en liten stund i bön.
Tack Jesus.
So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my love. You're all together. All together wonderful to me. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my. Wonderful to me.
Yes.
You're wonderful to me.
Yes.
You are good to me. I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. But you give yourself away. You are good to us. You are good to me. Thank you. I see different channels opening up in this church.
Jag ser olika kanaler som öppnas upp i den här församlingen.
I see like a map.
Jag ser som en karta.
With rivers running through it.
Med floder som rinner igenom den.
Like the map up there.
Som kartan som sitter där uppe på väggen.
And I see many channels and rivers breaking into this church.
Jag ser många kanaler och floder som bryter in i den här församlingen.
And I believe they're going to be channels of wealth.
Och jag tror att de kommer vara kanaler av rikedomar.
God is going to open up finances to bless this church.
Gud ska öppna upp ekonomi för att välsigna den här församlingen.
Many different avenues and sources of finance.
Många olika avenyer och källor till att ekonomi.
The Lord says, I will bless you.
Herren säger, jag ska välsigna er.
To be a blessing.
För att ni ska kunna vara till välsignelse.
That this church
att denna församling
will receive large sums of money,
kommer ta emot stora summor pengar,
but will give large sums of money,
kommer att ge bort stora summor pengar.
The Lord wants to show you how good he can be,
hur god han kan vara,
and wants to provide
och vill förse
above and beyond all that you need,
långt utöver allt som ni behöver.
2 Corinthians 9:8 says something like,
så står det ungefär så här.
He will give you everything you need.
Han kommer att ge
er
allt
som ni
behöver. Alltid.
So that you may abound in good works.
Så att ni kan överflöda i goda gärningar.
I see finances flowing in.
Jag ser ekonomi.
Provision flowing in.
Ekonomi flödar.
So that you may abound in the work the Lord has given you.
Så att ni kan överflöda i det arbete som Herren har gett er.
Anybody agree?
Amen.
I see that this building,
jag ser att den här byggnaden,
I see this building is just the beginning.
Jag ser att den här byggnaden är bara början.
There are more buildings to build, the Lord says.
Det finns fler byggnader att bygga, säger han.
Sorry, Marcus.
Here's lesson, Marcus.
I see a young boy with tools in his hands. I see another generation coming through to build this house. The Lord says, where you have feared the generations leaving,
att generationer ska lämna,
I will show you how good I am,
så ska jag bevisa hur god jag är,
and my goodness is going to cause a generation to stay.
Ska orsaka att en generation,
they're going to stay because of the goodness. They're going to stay because of the sweetness.
De kommer stanna kvar på grund av sötman.
They're going to choose the goodness of God over the opportunities of the world.
De kommer att välja Guds godhet framför världens möjlighet.
I see them building and extending.
Jag ser dem bygga och bygga ut.
Physically and spiritually.
Fysiskt och andligt.
What you have built.
Det som ni har byggt.
If anyone here is under the age of 25,
finns det någon här inne som är under 25 år? Kan du ställa dig upp just nu om du är under 25 år?
Well,
om du är under 25 år,
Marcus,
så
Marcus is with me. You don't get Marcus.
Nej, honom får ni inte. Han är med mig.
Well, maybe if God says so.
Okay, kanske om Gud säger det så.
He wants to go to America. And maybe God will take his plane to Sweden.
Kanske Gud styr om hans plan, flygplan.
I bless these young people.
Jag välsignar dessa unga människor.
Would you come out?
Kan ni komma hit?
Scary.
Come out. Det är lite
läskigt. Come stand here.
Kom och stå här.
And don't just face me. Face me, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Du kan titta på mig. Men inte bry dig om de andra. Bara titta på mig.
Are you friends? Related?
Är ni vänner? Släktingar?
Oh.
kom bekännelsen.
Okej. That's fine, we'll move on. Stå där i hans form.
Tack.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. No rush.
Ingen stress.
I tell you both, stop rushing.
Så jag säger, han säger till er båda, sluta stressa.
Be at peace.
Ta det lugnt.
And this is what I pray for you: the power of the Holy Spirit fill you up with an overwhelming fire. I pray baptism of fire in the name of Jesus. Baptism of fire in the name of Jesus. Baptism of fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. I release the gift of tongues over you both in Jesus' name. I pray extraordinary gifting in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit gifts to heal the sick, to speak in tongues of other languages, the gift of faith to be poured upon you, gifts of wisdom to be poured upon you, the gift of miraculous powers to be poured upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit, empower you to lead a generation. There's something about you, my friend. You're gonna see things of the other realm.
Du kommer se saker som tillhör den andra.
You're gonna have a ministry in deliverance.
Du kommer ha en tjänst som omfattar att sätta människor.
You will have an understanding of. You'll even sense angels.
Du kommer att känna änglar.
You're gonna have dreams.
Du kommer att drömma
of the things of God.
Om sånt som har med Gud att göra.
I pray it over you.
Jag ber ut över dig.
When you pray in the private place,
när du ber I allt
with the door closed,
med dörren stängd,
the Lord will meet you.
Så kommer Herren att
möta
dig.
I feel it's like Moses in the burning bush.
Som Mose och den brinnande busken.
When he's alone, he meets God in extraordinary ways.
Möter han Herren.
And I pray that for you, my brother.
Jag ber ut över dig.
In Jesus' name. Oranda kasienda shoronda. We pray a gift of healing upon you. Not only physical healing, but of mental health healing. That young people will come to you and you will lay hands on their minds, lay hands on their heads, and see their mind cleared. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit. God is more concerned for your future than what has happened in the past. The Lord says, let the past go.
Släpp taget om det som är I det förflutna.
Forgive those you need to forgive.
Förlåt dem som ni behöver förlåta.
Forgive them.
Förlåt dem.
Let it go.
Släpp taget.
Step into a new season.
Och gå in I en ny tid.
You may feel young.
Ni kanske känner er unga.
But you're old.
Men ni är gamla.
You're mature.
Ni är mogna.
Mature.
Mogna.
Mature.
Mogna.
Please know, God doesn't look at ages.
Kom ihåg att Herren ser inte till
ålder. He looks at the heart.
Han ser till hjärtat.
And so we pray, a mature, wise heart.
Yes. Så han ber ett
in the name
moget,
of Jesus.
Ja.
How beautiful it is to be loved by him.
Så underbart det är att vara älskad av Gud.
Jesus. And as a last prayer,
sista
pray
bön,
clarity
så ber jag om klarhet
about your relationship
över er relation.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's no rush to dinner.
Vi har ingen brådska idag, eller hur?
Nej.
Drum, it's the drum solo time. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, I pray that the teenagers in this place would not rebel.
Inte ska bli upproriska.
They would stay the course.
Utan de ska förbli på vägen.
No rebellion.
Inget uppror.
In the next generation.
I nästa generation.
Someone better amen that, please. Thank you, Lord. I grew up a believer.
Jag växte upp som troende.
And when I was a teenager,
och när jag var tonåring,
I stayed a believer.
Så förblev jag en troende.
I've never had a day without the Lord.
Jag har aldrig haft en dag utan Herren.
It's absolutely possible.
Det är absolut möjligt.
Do not lie to your teenagers.
Ljug inte för era tonåringar.
And tell them it's normal.
Och säg till dem att det är normalt att gå igenom en fas.
It's not.
Det är det inte.
When you taste and see the Lord is good,
när du smakar och får se att Herren är god,
you're not going to go anywhere else.
Så kommer du inte att gå någon annanstans.
Don't tell them.
Säg inte till dem.
Show them.
Utan visa det för
what
dem.
What it's like to live with Jesus.
Visa för dem hur det är att leva med Jesus.
Don't tell them.
Säg det inte
show
bara,
them.
Utan visa det för dem.
I want my son.
Jag vill att min son
to hear my praying voice.
Ska höra mig när jag ber.
More than my preaching voice.
Alltså, ska höra mer min röst mer när jag ber än när jag predikar.
We're all preachers.
Vi kan alla predika.
We like to tell people what we think.
Vi tycker om att säga till andra vad vi tycker och vad de ska göra.
Welcome them into your prayer life.
Välkomna dem in i ditt böneliv.
Show them.
Visa dem.
The beauty of God.
Guds skönhet.
The sweetness of God.
Guds godhet.
We stand up if you have teenagers.
Kan du ställa dig upp om du har tonåringar?
You too. What's going on? There's something with your teenager. Is this you? Was it you that told me? They have a daughter. Someone.
Yeah. I just said
they have a daughter.
They have two daughters.
Two daughters. Okay, stand up if you have teenagers.
Kan ni stå upp ni som har tonåringar?
She's waving at the back. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you two specifically.
Jag vill be speciellt för er två.
The battle for your daughter.
Striden om er dotter.
What the enemy has meant for harm.
Det som fienden har.
May the Lord turn for good. What the enemy has meant for harm, the Lord will turn for good. Thank you, Lord. We give you Romans 5. We give glory in our suffering. We give glory to you, God, and we say thank you for this period of suffering. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character.
Lidande leder till uthållighet och uthållighet.
And character produces hope.
Och karaktär ger oss hopp.
Hope never puts us to shame.
Och hoppet sviker oss aldrig.
Romans will tell you that Abraham hoped beyond hope. When it seemed hopeless, he still had hope. And I pray in your situation, you have felt like it is hopeless, but the Lord says, I will bring hope. Even though it seems hopeless, there will be great hope. And what the enemy has meant for evil, the Lord turns for good.
Kom här och vända till något gott.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after her. Your goodness is running after, it's running after her. Thank you, Lord. I pray for every other parent of teenage children. I pray right now, give them wisdom, give them clarity of how to demonstrate, to imitate Jesus Christ. I pray right now for courage, for boldness. I say this to you, don't be afraid of your teenager. I know it sounds funny, but it's very true. Don't be afraid of your own children. An explosion of faith in the next generation.
Jag ber för om en explosion av tro över nästa generation.
I want to pray for humility.
Jag vill be om ödmjukhet
in these parents.
I de här föräldrarna.
A humble spirit.
En ödmjuk ande.
A humble spirit.
En ödmjuk ande.
Don't know why. A humble spirit.
En ödmjuk ande.
Don't be afraid to apologize.
Var inte rädd för att be om förlåtelse.
Don't be afraid to be vulnerable.
Var inte rädd för att vara sårbar.
Let them in.
Bara välkomna dem in.
Let them in.
Välkomna dem in.
Pray for you, my friend.
Be för dig.
I met you the other day, yes? From Brazil.
Portugal.
Portugal. Oh, you speak Portuguese?
Wife from Brazil.
Oh, and it's your daughter with the curly hair. Is she here? With the kids. No, no, let her be. She's doing what God's going to speak to her about. I want to bless you and honor you for the father you are and for the children you're raising. The Lord says, I've seen all your effort for them, for your heart for them, and I pray a blessing upon you. And I pray right now in Jesus' name for your daughter. What a spirit, what an energy, what a life the Lord has put in with her. And we pray right now that she would increase in love. Increase in her love for others. We pray the fruit of kindness would erupt within her. That she would be a beacon of hope to everyone she meets. And Lord God, I pray for this man. May it be the absolute blessing of his life to see his daughter become a beautiful woman of the Lord. I pray it in Jesus' mighty name. Blessing upon you. Amen. 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 Okay. Let's take a seat. Thank you. Are you up for a teaching? It's okay if you say no, I understand. It's been a long week. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Jonah.
Jonah.
It goes Genesis, Exodus, Jonah. Who's awake? Who's awake?
Vem är vaken?
Jonah was one of the disciples.
Jonah var en av lärjungarna.
Come on.
Nej, skoja. Vill ni vakna?
Who is this guy? False preacher. Jonah 1.
Jonah kapitel
1. We'll go 2 and 3. And then Robert, my friend, can you load Jonah 3, 1 to 5? Did you get that? Jonah 1, 2 and 3. Jonah 3, 1 to 5. Let's read these together. But here's my plan for today.
So, vi ska läsa ett par ställen från Jonah bok, och det här är min plan idag.
Oh, look at that. You went to get the Bible and the notepad. Oh, that's good man. I want your faith to increase.
Jag vill att er tro ska växa.
For a breakthrough of God in this area.
För ett genombrott från Gud i det här området.
Okay?
Okay.
That's what we're going to look at. We spoke about teenagers coming through this church. We spoke about money coming to this church.
Tonåringar som kommer komma växa fram i den här församlingen, pengar som kommer komma.
It can be easy to amen it and go yes.
Det kan vara lätt att bara säga amen.
But it can be quite hard to continuously believe that's going to happen.
Men det kan vara mycket svårare att fortsätta tro att det.
But I want to show you.
Men jag ska visa er.
That in the click of a finger.
Att med ett fingerknäpp.
God can change a whole nation.
Så kan Gud förvandla en hel nation.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Let's turn to Jonah 1, 2 and 3.
Jonah kapitel 1 verse 2 and 3. Huh? Chapter 1.
Says this.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you want to read it?
No.
Okay. Arise, go to Nineveh.
Bryt upp och beg till den stora staden Nineveh.
That great city. Oh, sorry. Why don't you just read it? You read it. I know what it says, so you go.
Jag kan läsa den då. Stig upp och bege dig till Nineveh, den stora staden, och predika mot den, till deras ondska har kommit upp inför mitt ansikte. Men Jonas steg upp för att fly till Tarsis, bort från Herrens ansikte. Och han for ner till Jaffa och fann där ett skepp som skulle gå till Tarsis. Han betalade för resan och steg sedan ombord för att fara med dem till Tarsis, bort från Herrens ansikte.
You know the story?
Känner ni till den här berättelsen?
He disobeys God.
Han är olydig mot Gud.
Literally runs away.
Helt bokstavligt talat att han springer bort från det som Gud har sagt.
As you know, gets on a boat.
Som ni känner till, han hoppar på en båt.
The boat has a storm.
Det är en storm.
He gets thrown into the water.
Han kastas in i vattnet.
And a whale eats him. You know the story.
Och en val äter upp honom.
Now he arrives in Nineveh.
Så han kommer fram till Nineveh.
And just look at what happens for him in Jonah 3, 1-5.
I Jona kapitel 3, vi läser vers 1-5. Herrens ord kom för andra gången till Jona. Han sa: stig upp och bege dig till Nineve, den stora staden, och predika för den det budskap jag ger dig. Då steg Jona upp och begav sig till Nineve enligt Herrens ord. Men Nineve var en stor stad inför Gud, 3 dagsresor långt. Och Jona gick en dagsresa in i staden och predikade och sa: om 40 dagar ska Nineve bli ödelagt. Och folket i Nineve trodde Gud och lyste ut en fasta och klädde sig i säcktyg från den största till den minsta av dem.
Okay. Did you see that?
Såg ni?
This is the greatest revival.
Detta är den största väckelsen
in the Bible.
Som finns nedtecknad i Bibeln.
A whole nation,
en hel nation,
turned around,
vände sig om,
from the king to the cattle.
Från kungen till boskapen, alla omvände sig.
All of them,
alla,
become believers,
blev troende, omvände sig.
Why?
Varför?
Because Jonah shows up,
för att Jonah dyker upp,
and he says 8 words.
Han säger 8 ord.
I don't know about Swedish.
Jag vet inte hur många ord det
blir
på svenska.
One long word. Kanske
det bara blir ett långt ord.
He preaches 8 words.
Han predikar 8 ord.
Okay, I thought that's amazing.
Jag tycker det är helt galet.
When I read that,
när jag läste,
I'm like, what is happening?
Så tänkte jag, vad är det här som?
I've already said like 8,000 words.
Jag har redan sagt
standing here.
8,000 ord sen jag kom fram och ställde mig.
He preached 8 words.
Han predikade 8.
In the middle of the town center.
Mitt i stadens centrum.
And 120,000 people.
Och 120,000 människor.
Repent and fast.
Omvände sig och började fasta.
I have never heard of that happening since then.
Jag har aldrig hört talas om att det har skett efter den tiden.
How did he do this?
Hur gjorde han det?
I would like this to happen in Rockneby.
Jag skulle vilja att det hände här i Rockneby.
How many words do you think you've preached here?
Hur många ord tror du att du har predikat på den här platsen?
Eight, what? I'm just annoyed. I'm annoyed.
I am upset by this Bible verse.
Nej, det här blir jag irriterad om.
I feel annoyed.
Vad är det för bibelvers?
I tell you why I'm annoyed.
Nu ska jag berätta varför jag är irriterad.
Because Jonah.
För att Jona.
Jonah.
Jona.
Is a bad guy.
Han är en dålig grabb.
He's disobedient.
Han är olydig.
He actively runs away from God.
Han tar ett aktivt beslut att springa bort från Gud.
In fact, Jonah appears one other time in the Bible in 2 Kings.
Man kan läsa om Jonah på ett annat ställe i Bibeln, också andra kungaboken.
And in 2 Kings,
och i andra kungaboken,
he is nice and comfortable in Israel.
Så är han trevlig och har ett bekvämt liv i Israel.
He actually prophesies.
Han profeterar faktiskt.
Good things happening to a bad king in Israel.
Att goda saker skulle hända för en dålig kung i Israel.
And because of that,
och på grund av att han
the king showers him with love.
Så får han massa kärlek.
Gets all he wants. And if God calls him to Nineveh.
Och så kallar Gud honom till Nineveh.
He doesn't want to go.
Nej, det vill han inte åka.
He is actively disobedient.
Han är aktivt olydig.
Not only that.
Inte bara det.
But he is quite a hateful person.
Han är en ganska hatisk person.
He actually tells us later on that he hates the Ninevites.
Han säger faktiskt
he hates them.
Han hatar de som bor i Nineveh.
And we actually believe that the Ninevites would have had a different skin color to him.
That they had it.
They had a different skin color.
He thought that, or they had it.
No, that's what the historians would tell us.
Okay, så de säger att i Nineveh hade man en annan hudfärg än vad Jona hade.
He's a racist.
Han är rasist.
He's a disobedient racist.
Olydig rasist.
And if you read to the end of the book,
om du läser mot slutet av boken,
he gets angry with God.
Så blir han arg på Gud.
He actually gets angry with him.
Han blir arg på Gud.
So he's disobedient, racist, angry, hateful person.
Rasistisk, hatisk person.
And God uses him.
Och Gud använder honom.
Anyone else annoyed?
Är det någon annan som blir
I've been trying really hard to be a good boy.
Jag har försökt verkligen kämpat hårt.
Do as I'm told.
En god pojke. Give
my 10% money.
Och ge mitt 10%.
Pray fast.
Be
read my Bible every day.
I've
been trying to do that. And I feel like I'm getting nowhere.
Och jag känner som att det kommer någon vart.
Jonah the Joker.
Jona skämtgubben, clownen.
Just swims on through.
Han bara svingar sig igenom.
He's like that kid in your class.
Han är som den där pojken i din klass.
No work.
Som inte jobbade någonting på lektionerna.
Top marks.
Jag fick högsta betygen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Vet ni vem jag pratar om?
In fact, I feel a bit more like Isaiah.
Jag känner mig lite mer som Jesaja.
Isaiah was a good boy.
Han var en god pojke.
Isaiah was born into a good family.
Isaiah föddes in i en bra familj.
Worked really hard.
Han jobbade hårt.
Obeyed the Lord.
Var lydig mot Herren.
And when he had a vision from God, a word from God,
fick en uppenbarelse.
What did he say?
Vad sa han då?
He said, "Woe is me."
Han sa, ve mig.
I'm of unclean lips.
Jag har orena läppar.
He had reverence.
Han hade vördnad.
He had respect.
Han hade respekt.
He loved the Lord.
Han älskade Herren.
And do you know what Isaiah's calling was?
Vet ni vad Jesajas
calling? Do you know this calling?
Vet ni vad han kallar?
I love this calling. This is what God said he wanted Isaiah to do when he said, "Here I am, send me."
Så när Jesaja sa, "Här är jag, send mig," så är det detta som Herren vill att han ska göra.
He says, "Go, Isaiah."
Gå, Jesaja.
And preach.
Och predika.
And as you preach,
och när du predikar,
their ears will close.
Så kommer deras öron och blir
stängda. The Bible says they'll be ever hearing.
De kommer bara höra.
But never perceiving.
Men aldrig förstå.
Wherever you go, Isaiah.
Vart helst du går, Jesaja.
The more you preach.
Ju mer du predikar.
The worse it's going to get.
Desto värre kommer det bli.
That's his calling.
Det var hans kallelse.
Isaiah writes around 35,000 words in the Bible. That's
Jesaja har skrivit ungefär 35,000 ord som finns i Bibeln.
The book of Jonah,
Jona bok,
is 1300.
Är 1300.
And Jonah,
och Jona
says 8 words.
Säger 8 ord.
Jonah gets the revival.
Yeah, Jona fick väckelsen.
Isaiah gets the hardship.
Och Jesaja fick det tuffa.
What is going on?
Vad är det som händer?
This is upside down.
Det är ju helt upp och ner.
This is all wrong.
Helt fel.
How did Jonah?
Hur kunde Jonah?
How could he receive this from the Lord?
Hur kunde han ens bara ta emot detta från Herren?
Let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, if God wants to move,
om Gud vill röra sig,
he will move.
Så kommer han att göra det.
It's never a move of man.
Det handlar aldrig om
en mänsklig
rörelse, utan Guds rörelse.
Doesn't matter who you are,
det spelar ingen roll vem du är,
or what you've done,
eller vad du har gjort.
If God's going to use you,
om Gud ska använda
dig, he'll use you.
Om Gud vill använda dig, så kommer han använda dig.
But I have to ask God the question.
Men jag måste ställa frågan till Gud.
Why? Jonah.
Varför?
The Joker.
Clownen.
Jonah the Joker.
Jonah clownen.
Why?
Varför? Joker.
Jonah tells us.
Jonah säger till oss.
Jonah 4.
Jonah
1-3.
Vers 1-3.
Says this.
Men Jonah tog mycket illa vid sig och han blev
see, look,
arg.
Look. He's displeased with God's revival.
Han blev alltså upprörd över att Gud sände sin väckelse.
Who do you think you are, Jonah?
Vem tror du att du är, Jonah?
He's displeased with God's revival and he gets angry at him.
Han blir arg på Gud för att Gud sände väckelsen.
Bro, be thankful for what God has done in your life. Anybody
kan
else?
Kan du vara tacksam för vad Gud gör i ditt liv, broder?
This is the man that God used for revival.
Detta är mannen som Gud använde för väckelsen.
Let's find out why.
Nu ska vi ta reda på varför. Och han bad till Herren och sa: Herre, var det inte det jag sa medan jag ännu var i mitt land? Därför vill jag förekomma dig genom att fly till Tarsis. Jag visste ju att du är nådig och barmhärtig Gud, långmodig och stor i nåd och sådan att du ångrar det onda.
Mer? Yes.
More? Verse. No, yeah, read this.
Okay.
Take my life.
Yeah.
Ta nu mitt liv, Herre, för jag vill hellre vara död än leva. Men Herren sa: har du rätt att bli arg?
That would do. Thank you. Do you see what happened? Do you see what I see?
Ser ni vad jag ser?
He's angry with God.
Han är arg på Gud.
He's actually so annoyed.
Han är faktiskt så
he wants to die.
Att han vill dö.
So he's dramatic.
Han är väldigt dramatisk.
Calm down, right?
Lugna ner.
God's been good to you.
Gud har talat goda saker.
And you're getting annoyed at him.
Och du blir upprörd.
We're all praying for revival.
Vi andra som ber för väckelse.
He gets one.
Han får väckelse.
And he wants to die about it.
Han vill dö för den.
If I meet Jonah in heaven, we're gonna have some words. I tell you.
Om jag träffar Jonah i himlen, då har jag lite att säga.
But he says something in his prayer.
Men han sa något i sin bön.
Is the key.
Som är nyckeln.
Why did God use Jonah?
Varför?
Jonah tells you.
Varför använde Gud Jonah? When I säger det.
When I grew up in Sunday school.
När jag växte upp i söndagsskolan.
They used to tell me.
Så brukade de säga till mig.
That Jonah was afraid to go to Nineveh.
Att Jonah var rädd för att resa.
Did anybody else hear this?
Är det någon annan som har hört det?
The Ninevites was so scary
that
he just didn't want to go.
Alltså, han ville inte åka, för han
var they sacrificed babies.
De offrade
they were barbarians.
De var barbarer.
They would kill him.
De skulle döda honom.
But that's not what the book of Jonah tells us.
Men det är inte det som Jonah bok säger till oss.
The book of Jonah and that passage you just read tells you this.
Den här bibelställ som just läste säger så här.
Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh.
Jonah ville inte resa till Nineveh.
Because
för att
he knew
att han visste
that God is so good.
Att Gud är så god.
That if he showed up,
att han faktiskt visade sig,
goodness and love would follow him.
Han visste att godhet och kärlek skulle
and
följa
honom. God would bless the people that he doesn't like.
Och Gud skulle välsigna de människorna som han inte tyckte om.
That is faith.
Det är tro.
He believed God was so good.
Han Jonah trodde att Gud är så god.
That if he showed up at the barbarian's house.
Att om han ställde sig utanför de här barbarernas hus.
That barbarian would be blessed.
Så skulle de där barbarerna bli
just blessed. Because Jonah showed up.
Bara för att Jonah kom dit.
He says, God, I know you are so gracious.
Gud, jag vet ju att du är så barmhärtig.
You are so compassionate.
Du är så omtänksam.
You are so good.
Du är så god.
That wherever I go,
varhelst jag går,
you're going to bless everybody around me.
Så kommer du att välsigna alla
runt omkring mig. So I want to stay with people I like.
Vad var tillsammans med människor som jag tycker om?
Sam, I think that was good, right? Yeah, thank you. Is that good?
Du och jag
are far better at believing that bad things will happen to us.
Har mycket lättare att tro på att dåliga saker ska hända oss.
Than God's goodness showing up.
Än att Guds godhet ska uppenbaras.
Jonah might be wrong in all kinds of ways.
Jonah är kanske fel på alla möjliga sätt.
But he is better than us in one way.
Men han har en sak som är bättre
he
än oss.
He believes.
En sak är han bättre på.
God is good.
På att Gud är god. Mm.
Yeah.
He believes.
Han tror
that what the enemy is meant for evil,
att det som fienden avsåg till förgörelse.
If I show up,
att om jag går dit,
God will turn it for good.
Så kommer Gud vända det till något.
He believes.
Han tror det.
That any weapon formed against him,
att alla vapen som smiddes emot honom,
it will not prosper.
Kommer inte att framgång.
He knows if the barbarians raise their sword to me.
Han vet att om barbarerna lyfter sina svärd mot mig.
They will not prosper.
Så kommer de inte ha någon framgång.
God is too good.
Gud är allt för god.
For that to happen.
För att det skulle kunna ske.
Jonah believes.
Jonah tror.
That God works all things together.
Att Gud låter allting samverka.
For the good of those that love him.
Till det bästa för dem som älskar honom.
Whatever he goes through.
Så att vad helst han går igenom.
Goodness and love follow him.
Godhet och kärlek att följa honom.
When you show up at work.
När du kommer till jobbet.
Even though it might be a horrible business.
Även om det är fruktansvärt företag.
And you don't like your boss.
Och du tycker inte om din chef.
I tell you this.
Så ska jag säga det.
If you are a believer.
Om du är en troende.
When you show up.
När du visar
that business will be blessed.
Så kommer det företaget att bli välsignat.
You may hate your boss.
Du kanske hatar din chef.
But he'll be blessed.
Men han kommer bli välsignad.
Because you work there.
För att du arbetar där.
You might have issues with your family.
Du kanske har problem med din familj.
We all have issues with family.
Vi har alla problem med våra familjer.
We all have issues with family. But I tell you this.
Jag ska säga det här till er.
The family members that you don't even like.
Att de familjemedlemmar som du inte ens tycker om.
Will be blessed.
Kommer bli välsignad.
Because you attend the party.
För att du kommer på festen.
Because you're in the family.
För att du är i en familj.
They're gonna get blessed.
För att du är med i familjen så kommer de att bli välsignade.
It doesn't matter that we're in Rockneby.
Det spelar ingen roll om vi är i Rockneby.
It doesn't matter about all the issues that Sweden might have.
Alla problem som finns i det här landet.
Because I tell you this.
För det här.
I see a group of people before me.
Jag ska säga en sak. Jag ser en grupp människor
that believe God is good.
Som tror på att Gud är god.
And so just because you are here.
Så bara på grund av att ni är här.
Rockneby will be blessed.
Så kommer Rockneby att bli välsignat.
We've got it the wrong way round.
Vi har vänt på det hela.
We think it's about our strength and efforts.
Vi tror att det handlar om vår styrka och vår ansträngning.
We try and do good things all the time.
Vi försöker göra bra saker hela tiden.
But we don't really believe in the power of God's goodness.
Men vi tror inte riktigt på kraften i Guds godhet.
And I love that Jonah's in the Bible.
Jag älskar att Jonah finns med i Bibeln.
Because it shows us.
För det visar oss.
You can be the worst person.
Du kan vara den värsta personen.
Oh, you can have no strategic plan whatsoever.
Du kan inte ha någon som helst strategisk plan.
You can have hatred in your heart.
Du kan ha hat i ditt hjärta.
But if you would believe.
Men om du kunde
that
tro
God is who he says he is.
Yes. Att Gud är den som han säger yes. att han är.
Come on.
He'll move through you.
Yeah. Så kommer han att röra sig genom dig.
Yes. So good.
His goodness is running after you.
Din godhet, yes. hans godhet ska följa dig.
Yes.
It's running after you.
Hans godhet springer efter dig.
Wherever you go, Marcus.
Var helst du går, Marcus.
Goodness will follow.
Så kommer godhet att följa.
Nicolina, when you go into school.
När du går till skolan.
Goodness.
Så kommer godhet.
Arrives after you.
Att följa dig.
And you think there's no way I can break through in this school.
Och du tänker, det finns ingen möjlighet att jag kan få se genombrott i skolan.
Good, because you can't.
Godhet.
God can.
Du kan inte, men Gud kan.
When you stop scheming.
När du slutar
göra. And believing it's all about you.
Planer och tänker att allt handlar om
and
dig.
And just go, if God is so good.
Och bara säga, om Gud är så god.
I'll arrive at school.
Så kommer jag ta mig till
and
skolan.
And goodness will just flood on in.
Och du borde den kommer bara flöda in.
I won't even be able to stop it if I wanted to.
Inte ens om jag ville skulle jag kunna stoppa det.
Knowing God, he'll bless the people that I don't even like.
Eftersom jag vet att Gud han kommer väl signa till och med de människor som jag inte tycker om.
Because you showed up.
För att du kom dit.
Yes.
Do you believe me?
Yeah.
Flow Church has a mission to impact Europe.
Flow Church, vår församling har ett uppdrag att påverka Europa.
And I've stopped making plans, really.
Och jag har slutat att göra upp planer.
Just show up.
Bara dyk upp.
We went to our first mission trip ever as Flow Church.
Vi åkte på vår första missionsresa någonsin med vår församling.
We went to Portugal.
Och vi det var till Portugal.
And we arrived in Portugal.
När vi kom till Portugal.
And we knew nobody.
Vi kände ingen i landet.
I had no contacts.
Jag hade inga kontakter.
I had no churches that wanted me to speak.
Inga församlingar som ville
att jag skulle tala. But there was a team of six or seven of us.
Men vi var sex stycken.
We landed in Portugal.
Och landade i Portugal.
And we remembered Jonah.
Och så minns vi Jonah.
If we show up in Portugal.
Om vi dyker upp i Portugal.
Goodness is right behind us.
Så
okay?
följer godhet oss.
Now I don't have faith. For the whole of Portugal to believe
in,
okay?
För att hela Portugal skulle komma.
But I have faith that if we show up,
vi hade tro för att om vi,
goodness follows us.
Om vi kom landar i det landet,
and so we go out and we try and hit the streets and pray for people.
Så vi gick ut och på gatorna och tänkte att vi skulle be för människor.
And it doesn't start very well.
Men det började inte så bra.
All we seem to get.
Allt som vi verkade
is people
på.
Offering us drugs.
Möta var människor som ville sälja droger till oss.
This is the opposite of what I'm going for.
Det är liksom tvärt emot det som jag var ute efter.
But we remember.
Men vi kommer ihåg.
God is good.
Gud är god.
Goodness is on its way.
Godheten är
på väg. We're sitting at lunch.
Vi sitter där och äter lunch.
And our waiter.
Och vår servitör.
Tells us he has a bad back.
Berättar att han har ont i ryggen.
So my team.
Så då.
Spring into action.
Teamet går till handling.
And my friend Ben.
Och min vän Ben.
Praise for this man.
Be för den här mannen.
And his back is healed.
Och han blev helad i ryggen.
And we're all like, hey, this is good, this is good.
Bara, okay, okay, det här är
then another waitress runs over.
Då kommer en annan servitris springande.
And says, did you just pray for him?
Bad ni just för honom?
And we say, yeah. And she says, this is so weird.
Det här är så sjukt.
Last week,
förra veckan,
a group from Finland,
från
came to our restaurant,
restaurang,
and started praying for us.
Och började be för oss.
So we pray for her.
Så då bad vi för henne.
And she says, come and pray for my other friend, another waitress.
Så sa hon, kom och be för en annan.
She had migraines.
Kompisar,
migraines, like a head.
Servitris, hon hade ont.
Pray for her.
Bad för henne.
She gets healed.
Hon blev helad.
They get the other waiters.
Så hämtar de andra servitörer.
And they get this young waiter man.
Och en ung man.
And we start talking to him about Jesus.
Vi börjar prata med honom om Jesus.
And the story goes like this at the end.
Och det slutar så här.
By the end of it, we were standing in a circle.
Vi stod i en cirkel.
With all the waiting staff.
Med hela alla servitörer.
And we led them all to know Jesus Christ.
Och vi ledde dem alla till att lära känna Jesus Kristus.
If you show up,
om du dyker upp,
God's goodness is on its way.
Så är Guds godhet på väg.
Just be patient.
Bara vara uthållig.
Don't struggle.
Kämpa inte.
Don't work really hard.
Jobba inte så där hårt.
Just be patient.
Bara vara uthållig.
Goodness is on its way.
Godheten är på väg.
I love the fact.
Jag älskar det.
That a team from Finland was there the week before.
Det där att ett team från Finland hade varit där veckan innan.
I wonder if they left feeling like they hadn't made an impact.
Jag undrar om de reste därifrån och kände att nej, det blev liksom inget av det här.
I hope in heaven I can see them.
Jag hoppas att jag får möta dem i himlen.
So I can say you're the team from Finland.
Så jag kan säga, åh, är ni som är teamet från Finland?
You made a difference.
Ni gjorde skillnad.
You may not have seen the fruits.
Ni fick inte kanske se något.
But you made a difference.
Men ni gjorde skillnad.
Because you opened the door for us.
Så ni öppnade dörren för
and
oss.
And we walked through.
Som vi gick igenom.
And we led them all to Christ.
Och vi kunde leda dem fram till Jesus.
Isn't that God?
Inte det Gud?
Now let me tell you this.
Låt mig säga det.
You may be the team from Finland.
Det kanske är ni som är teamet från Finland.
And you may leave and think, did we make a difference?
Och ni kanske reser från en plats.
I come to tell you today.
Det blir någon skillnad.
There's a team from England on the way.
Men jag kommer
and
att
goodness
säga,
is coming.
Är på väg och
I know kommer. You think. Have we built and labored in vain?
Har vi byggt och kämpat?
But I come to tell you that the laborers have not labored in vain.
The
goodness of God is on his way. And if it's not your generation, it will be the next one. And believe in yourselves. Believe in who God is. If he is who he says he is, he cannot but help.
Så kan man inte
bless this town through you.
Att välsigna den här bygden genom er.
Oh, you have no idea.
Och ni har ingen aning.
You have no idea.
Ni har ingen aning.
You have no idea.
Ni har ingen aning.
Hold on.
Håll fast.
If you stop believing in his goodness.
Om du slutar tro på hans
and you start godhet, thinking it's about your strength.
Om du tror att det handlar om din styrka.
Then we'll lose it.
Då kommer vi tappa det.
God doesn't want clever people.
Gud vill inte ha smarta människor.
He doesn't even want charismatic people.
Inte ens karismatiska människor.
He just wants people
han vill bara ha
who believe
som tror
he is good.
Att han är god.
This, you are Sophia. Sophie? Sophia. I feel like the Lord wants to say to you, you don't need to fix the family. Just believe that his goodness will come. I don't know what's going on for you, but believe in his goodness. I feel like I need to leave this, I feel like it's sensitive, but I feel like just say to you, believe in his goodness, not in your ability. In fact, I want to say this over you. I know this might be a bit hard to hear. Less of you, more of God. I sense a season of humility for you. Or maybe you feel like you've been a bit humbled recently. And I feel like the Lord's saying to you, it's because I'm increasing how much I'm in you. I want less of you, more of me. And he says, if you can just hold on to me and believe in my goodness, then I can sort the family stuff. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am making,
Jesus. Let's see God's goodness at work today. Somebody here, you have an issue with your left ear.
Idag. Är det någon här som har ett problem med sin vänstra öra?
Who are you?
Vem är det?
My friend there. My friend there. Do you have multiple issues in your body?
Har du flera svårigheter med din kropp?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 I'll just say yes. And left ear.
Och vänstra öra?
Can't hear.
Har du dåligt med hörsel?
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Hate tinnitus.
Hatar det.
I love seeing tinnitus here.
Jag älskar att se
because
tinnitus.
It sounds like the most annoying thing to me.
Det låter så sjukt.
Well, let's see the Lord's goodness right now. Lord Jesus, we know that you are a healer. I trust in your healing capabilities more than my own strength. And more than my words. So in Jesus' name, I declare over you right now healing to your left ear. Tinnitus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Clear hearing right now. Amen. Amen. Robert, are we praying for your left ear as well? Oh, the tinnitus crowd. All right, they're going to be the healed crowd now. Lord Jesus, we pray for Robert as well. In Jesus' mighty name, tinnitus, be gone in the name of Jesus. Right now, clarity and calm in their... I just pray quiet in their mind. May they just hear nothing. Oh, just may they hear nothing. I pray it in the name of Jesus. May they just have no noise, no ringing, no sound. I declare healing over you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. How does it feel? How does it feel? I don't know if you can tell sometimes. It's when the noise dies down, isn't it?
Okay.
Huh?
His body as well.
His what?
His body.
His body? His neck.
Yeah.
You broke your neck. Oh, brother. Lord Jesus, come on, we declare it. God, I don't get scared if it seems bigger. I trust in your ability to heal over everything else.
Över allt annat.
Your goodness is on its way today.
Din godhet är på väg idag.
So Lord Jesus, we ask it and declare healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just keep praying. No pressure. It doesn't come by striving.
Det kommer inte av att någon
comes by peace.
Utan genom fred.
Comes through peace.
Aramesh.
Thank you, Lord God.
Tack, Herre Jesus.
Right now, heal us.
Hela.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let's not rush.
Ingen rush.
No rush.
Ingen rush.
Be healed.
Var hela.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Puramba sienda sienda. Oh, Lord Jesus. Kirando sien. Thank you for leading us to this man.
Tack,
the word of knowledge.
Lett oss till den här mannen genom kunskapens ord.
Breakthrough today.
Genombrott idag.
Breakthrough today.
Genombrott idag.
Breakthrough today. Kirando suramba sienda. Kina moronda kayenda sienda. Marcus, do you want to go and do it? I'm just going to ask Marcus to anoint you with oil. As he is your covering, he is your elder. We just pray right now. The Bible says, go to your elders and have them anoint you with oil and you will be healed. So we declare in Jesus' name right now, as Marcus lays hands on you and anoints you with oil, tinnitus be gone, neck be realigned, nerves be reconnected, walking ability be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. I want to speak over you as well, my friend. You are white. Fantastic. I'll speak to you as well. Do you have children? Okay. Are they older or what? How old are they?
How gammal är han? Han är, he will be 30 this summer.
30, okay. And they're here?
Aaron Hall. They live not in church, but in Sweden, yes.
But they're not in church?
Men inte i kyrkan.
So one boy.
One boy.
I want to say this over you.
Då vill jag tala det här över er.
But Lord, we want to say to you.
Herre, jag vill säga till dig.
What you have endured.
Herre, jag vill säga till er. Det som ni har genomlidit.
He will enjoy.
Kommer han att få njuta av.
What you have pushed to break through.
Det som ni har stått på för att få se genombrott.
Will be his breakthrough.
Kommer bli er sons genombrott.
I know you must have had one heck of a journey to get here.
Jag förstår att det måste varit en fruktansvärt.
But we declare in the name of Jesus.
Till den här platsen. Men vi upproklamerar i Jesu namn.
That all of that work and stress and effort.
Att allt som har med arbete stress.
Will not be wasted.
Allt som ni har gjort, det kommer inte vara meningslöst.
We declare in Jesus' name.
Vi proklamerar i Jesu namn.
That their son.
Att deras son
would come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and become a man of God. And what his parents endured, he will endure in the name of Jesus. Bring salvation to this household. Bring salvation to this household in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, brother. I'm not going to tell you to move or get up. You do that as you feel ready.
Okay?
If you want to test it out, go ahead.
Vill du pröva något så gör du det, men alldeles som du själv upplever det.
Pray for my friend here. Is he the guest that you met? So is it first time here?
Yep.
First time in church ever?
Är det första gången?
So you know church, but first time here.
Du känner till kyrkan sen tidigare, men det är första gången du besöker den här kyrkan. Han är med i Solveigs bönegrupp. Is in they are in the same prayer group. Yes.
We will. Lord Jesus, will you join me? Join me in prayer for him. I'm asking people to pray for you because I feel like the Lord is showing me that there has been great loneliness in different stages of your life. You haven't always felt like you've had community or cover over your life. And I pray right now that you would know and feel the love of a community. God would show you right now that he sees you, that you are never truly alone, that you are with him. But I want to say in Jesus' name, a season where your house will be full. A season where your house will be full. Do you live alone? You have a wife, but I pray in Jesus' name, I have full house coming for you. People in and out of the door. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray right now. And then I call out of you in Jesus' name the teaching and preaching gift that you carry. In Jesus' name, I almost feel like I want to just drag it out of you. Maybe you used to do it and you haven't done it as much. You have done it. But not as recently?
Now we moved to Elon.
Since then? Okay, so you used to do it, but don't do it now. Okay, well I feel like now is a time God's pulling it back out of you. And a teaching season is going to come through you. I say this over you. I know that you've never thought about this. You don't even want to hear this. But God says, your teaching, it's going to be great teaching online.
Kommer vara undervisning, bra undervisning som ligger online.
Great teaching online.
Bra undervisning online.
I don't know if you are a man of technology, maybe you don't even like it, but God says I'm going to use you online. In fact, Marcus, I know this is something you're praying for. So maybe there's a connection here for you both to say we will push each other as brothers to teach online. The Lord says I have given you words that are broader that are for the Church of Sweden.
Som är till församlingen i Sverige.
You're a teacher, not to unbelievers, but to the church in Sweden. And so I declare in the name of Jesus, open up the avenues, open up the doors, let the blessing flood in. I pray teaching online, I pray studio in his house, I pray many people in and out coming to support and help in the name of Jesus. Where he's had to work alone, he will now work in a team. Where he has felt lack of brotherhood, now he will have brothers around him. I declare a new season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. Your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me.
Okay, I'll pray for one last person, I think.
Ska jag be för en sista person?
But we'll see, we'll see.
Så ska vi se.
I'd like to pray for this lady here with the cool boots.
Will you come up for me?
Will you come up for me?
Come on.
Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Don't look at that.
You can't put on.
Just put it on.
Come on.
Kirambo so ramba diya kashi.
Yes, come on.
Oh, ramba siya. Ira bo ronda baba randi esi kandi. Ishanda da bo.
Are you married?
Gift.
Okay. Is your husband here? Ah, oh, hello, man. Come and join. Lord spoke to me about marriage.
Han talade till mig om äktenskap.
Is marriage good? Okay, that's good. That's what we're praying for. So I have to ask those probing questions before I start pulling them out. Lord Jesus, right now.
Yes, excuse me.
Rick, will you come pray for me, please? I pray right now in Jesus' name. Goodness of God is on its way to your marriage. I know there's pressures, situations you deal with. I feel like the Lord's showing me that it started well, but there was some stuff that happened. And I feel like right now, in Jesus' name, the goodness of God follow you into marriage. I pray right now, God, show them, reveal to them their own... Reveal to them their own sin and their own pride. Help them to repent of what they hold and to change what they need to change. Lord God, bless this marriage, I ask. I pray a season over your marriage where you'll almost be shielded from everything else so you can focus on your marriage. So I pray for you right now that work would become easy. I feel stress in your workplace. I pray right now it would become easy and there'd be a blessing. And even a blessing of finance. I speak for you particularly as the man. I see a promotion coming for you. Even though you never thought it would come, and actually there's no way it would come. But God says, I'm going to promote you so I can put you in a shield so that you can work on what is important in your marriage. The Lord's going to make everything else a little bit easier around you so that he can give you time and space to bless your marriage and bless your household. Lord God, have you got children? 4 kids. Wow. Oh, bless you guys. Bless you guys. And are they here today, Ashu? Was your girl the girl with the brace? No? I just sensed healing. Healing. I don't know what's going on with your children. I don't know if they have stuff. But I sensed healing for your children. Am I right? I don't want to speak into things that are not there. Okay, you're a bit worried about one of your boys. Okay. Why am I praying for healing for him? Is it his mind? No? He gets sick easily. Well, there we go. Okay, that's what I'm praying for. In Jesus' name, right now, I declare a strong immune system to him right now. And I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, we banish sickness over this household. And we declare right now the schemes of the enemy will not work over this house. In the name of Jesus, I banish the enemy from your house. I declare him gone. That it is a zone, it's that shield that Jesus wants to put over your house. And he says, I'm going to bless your house. I'm going to keep the enemy from it. Now is a season where he's going to give you space to go deeper with each other and healing over your son in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. One last thing. Are you members of this church? Are you coming faithfully and regularly? Yes? Okay, good. I just sensed... Yeah, Marcus, I was about to call you. You can't. Rick, can you give Marcus space, guys? Thank you. I feel like... I'm going to ask Marcus to pray for you because I feel like there's something about covering over you. You need that strong covering to help protect your family right now. The pastor's gift. I speak this to the whole church. It's more than just a title. It gives Marcus and Ellen supernatural insight and strength for you. Honestly, it blows my mind. People leave their pastors. You wander without covering. So I'm
going
to ask him to pray for
you.
Having a good Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to pray one last time.
Okay.
Is that okay? One last time. I think you'll enjoy this one. I'm going
to
ask.
Yes, you can.
Please feel free to pray for 10
more. I'm going to ask. Please see what I'm about to do. I'm going to ask permission to pray for your pastors. I ask permission because I honor. Okay? I don't assume that I can come into their house and tell them what to do. God has blessed them to shepherd this house. I can only work here under their blessing and covenant. Okay? So if you're up for that, pastors, I would like to bless you and pray for you.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure. Can you come stand? Hello. Bless you. I speak life and blessing over you, my friend. Well done for coming to get something.
Oh.
Just come stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. There's no rush. And with your church family, we pray a blessing upon you.
Yeah.
A blessing upon your life. The power of the Holy Spirit to fill you up.
till att fylla er.
Increase.
Och öka.
All gifting you carry.
Alla de gåvor som ni bär.
You haven't hit the limits of your gifting.
Ni har inte nått toppen.
You haven't hit the limits of your gifting. The Lord has more.
Herren
to show
more to show
mer
att
visa, more to show
mer att visa.
I pray right now blessing over this
household.
Those channels of finance I spoke about.
Och de kanalerna av finanser som jag talade om.
May they bless your house as well.
Må de välsigna ert hus också.
And I know that the Lord, I know that you guys are very quick to give.
Jag vet att ni är väldigt snabba.
But the Lord says, can you receive
from me?
Can you let me bless you?
Can you, låta mig
can you let me give to you and just enjoy what I give to you? In fact, this is what I pray for you. A season of enjoyment.
Yeah.
A season of enjoyment. A season not of I feel like there's been a season of hard building and working. A season of enjoyment.
That
when you come to church, there's just an enjoyment because things are starting to happen. Momentum is starting to be built. And we pray in Jesus' name a blessing upon them for joy and a blessing for them to receive the gifts you want to give them.
Yes.
Blessing of finances over this couple. And then here's what I've been wanting to pray for you both since I and the church, I would like you to listen to this. A season of honor.
En säsong av hedrande.
You have faced much dishonor.
Ni har fått möta mycket som inte har varit hedrande.
And the Lord says it's not okay.
Och Herren säger det är inte okej.
Okay. I know you put a brave face on.
Jag vet att ni sätter
but
på
it's not okay.
Modigt ansikte.
And I speak okay. Right now a season of honor.
En tid utav hedrande.
I pray this church would fall in love with what honor is.
Jag ber att den här församlingen ska förälska sig vad det är att hedra.
I pray right now honor for you both.
Jag ber om
honor not only in this church but among the churches of the nation. That other churches would see what you have done and what you hold. A season of honor in the name of Jesus. In fact, I want to prophesy people who have dishonored you before are going to come back to you and apologize for the dishonor. Oh, come on. That's a big promise. People who've been gone for some time will call you and say, I need to apologize for my dishonor. The Lord has seen it all.
Herren har sett allt.
And has not forgotten it.
Och har inte glömt det.
And wants to bring it to redemption.
Och vill föra genombrott.
So that there is great healing in your hearts.
Så att det finns helande i era hjärtan.
And you're going to step into this season of enjoyment.
Och ni ska få kliva in i denna säsong av njutning. Av att få njuta.
Thank you, Lord.
Tack.
No rush. Thank you, Lord. God, I pray, open the doors of aeroplanes again. I know they long to be in the air. You're people of the air. You long to be in the air. I know this. God, open up the plane doors again. Open up the plane doors again. I prophesy over this church a day to come when the plane is full of people from Klippan Church. Open up the doors of planes again. May the nations cool again. In Jesus' name. And we pray for their children. Blessing upon them. And ease in raising them. As you have to raise many people. May there be an ease in raising your children. I pray, God, deal with some issues. Teach them things. Be the third parent. I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's good. Today, before you leave this building,
idag innan ni går ifrån,
I command you,
så befaller jag er,
as an apostle of God,
som en Guds apostel,
to go and honor your pastors.
Att gå här med era pastorer.
Do not leave the room.
Lämna inte rummet.
Without giving thanks,
utan att tacka,
for what God has given to your life.
För vad Gud har gett till ditt liv.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's build honor in this house. Amen.
Låt oss bygga
här. You're going to be over there. Yes.
Okay.
Guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening.
Pakistani, is it done?